What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Dr. A's A-Lister News with Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Maybe you were on to something last week when you talked about how the NFL should be reaching out to Taylor Swift to maybe do like an announcing gig, but it might have been bigger than that.
Oh, really?
Have you seen all the Easter eggs that have come out? Is Taylor Swift doing the halftime show?
I went down this rabbit hole over the weekend.
I know you did.
Because the Swifties have this tendency to really sway me in one direction. When they start finding these Easter eggs and they start going down this hole and they start making connections, how can you deny it?
The Swifties are some of the best internet sleuths there are out there, and they are making a really good case as to why Taylor Swift might be doing the Super Bowl halftime show, because there were a lot of Easter eggs.
Yeah.
In her podcast with Travis Kelce.
That's right. After she did the podcast, here's what Swifties were picking apart. She had joked that she thinks about sourdough 60% of the time. Now, fans say that's another Super Bowl 60, which is happening at Levi Stadium, home of the 49ers. Their mascot, Sourdough Sam.
Okay. The one that got me, and I'm like, who puts this together? Is fans put together that Jason Kelce had this epic intro for Taylor. And when you looked at the time of it, 47 seconds, which you're like, okay, 47, what does that mean? Her 47th stop on her Eras tour just happened to be Levi Stadium, San Francisco tie-in there.
Now, that's a little crazy to me, because how is Jason Kelce supposed to time out a perfect 47-second intro?
It's Taylor. She is this calculated.
But it's Jason Kelce, not the brightest guy.
Okay, how about this? This one I seemed a little too simple, but I'm like, okay, I get it. 49ers, 4 plus 9 equals 13. Mm. Taylor's favorite number.
Yeah, that's another one.
But that seems so random, but I'm like, okay.
They're all random. They're all extremely random. I never would have taken her joy of making bread to tie into the 49ers mascot. Like, little things like that.
Okay, other little things. And I noticed this after the podcast came out, people picking apart what was in the background, saying that it was very scripted what was in the background. Well, in the background, there was half of the Lombardi trophy. So people were like, okay, was that trying to maybe symbolize something? And she said that she would only do the halftime show when she owned all of her masters, which she does now.
She's got them. I didn't catch the Super Bowl trophy one. I did see the trophy in the background, and I think about it, I didn't know it was half of it. I did see that the Vegas odds of, I guess you could say, betting that Taylor's going to do the halftime show have risen dramatically. It went from like 5 to 60% after that.
Okay, but does she only do it if Travis gets close? Is she like, well, let's see halfway through the season how the Chiefs are doing?
It's the Chiefs. You know they're going to be there.
Because how awkward would that be if Taylor does do the halftime show and this is the year the Chiefs don't make it?
Performing at another man's show? How dare she?
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Okay, this is starting to feel real. Big surprise was revealed on Friday that you set up for me, and it is already coming up on Wednesday.
Can you believe it? You're going to be throwing out the ceremonial first pitch at the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes game. Kel, you told me a little while back that that was one of like your lifetime dreams to do that.
It was, and I'm very, very excited to do this, but I am very nervous
about
this.
That's normal. It's a big thing. You're going to be on a field and a lot of people are going to be watching you.
So I feel like we need to pull in some big guns to help us really prepare for this, because I don't want to just get out there and throw the ball and it be a terrible, terrible pitch.
Yeah.
So we're lucky that in the K-Frog family, not sure if you know the name, but Dave Coggin, the MLB player.
Former pitcher, yeah.
Former pitcher. I called him to maybe give us a few tips. Dave, can you help me out? what are some things I need to know about the first pitch to make sure that it's a good one?
Okay, Kelly, let's keep it simple. We're going to try for accuracy here. We don't worry about how hard you throw. That's a big mistake, big no-no. Put some air under it and just try to get it there. We don't want to bounce it, of course, but we definitely don't want to put it over the catcher's head.
That is what I'm so worried about, that I'm going to be in my head and think I can do it, and then I'm just going to have one of those pitches that goes, like, way left and hits a cameraman.
One, I hope not. Two, I think you're gonna be able to kind of reel in your nerves, have some composure. And the biggest thing that I remember in Little League was they always said when you were pitching, throw it, don't aim it.
Oh.
You're not playing darts, okay? So just like you're playing catch, just like you did with Carter over the weekend, you just want to just toss it in there. We're not looking for high velocity, not looking to strike anybody out, not a lot of speed. Just sail it in.
Okay, Dave, what else you got for me? Any other tips?
I'm going to go over the mental tips. Never throw from the top of the rubber.
Okay, I might be a baseball mom, but what does that mean?
The rubber?
Yeah.
Right there at the top of the pitcher's mound, that kind of rectangle-ish.
Gotcha.
Essentially base-looking thing.
Gotcha. Okay, what else you got for me, Dave?
Go as close to the catcher as possible. So try to cheat a little bit in front of the mound. And then don't try to throw it as hard as you can. The biggest mistake, everybody gets excited, gets adrenaline, tries to throw it as hard as they can, and then you become viral for all the wrong reasons.
I don't want to be viral. Don't make me viral for all the wrong reasons.
I'd like us to go viral, get some more listeners,
not
followers on Instagram. You never know.
They start listening. Oh, that is that girl that had that terrible pitch at the Quakes
poor
game.
Special girl.
You remember? She hit the guy in the face and black eye. No, I don't want that.
We'll be super popular for just a week tops.
No.
Take one for the team.
No. All right. It's all happening on Wednesday. It's going to be country night out at the Quakes. If you want to grab your tickets and hopefully see a great pitch, rcquakes.com. We'll see you on Wednesday. I was watching film over the weekend. We're trying to watch film because did you see all the country stars that were throwing out first pitches this weekend?
I did. I was going to tell you that every time I'd open up Instagram, you would see a different star who was on the mound at a different game.
Okay, but here's the deal. A couple of them didn't post the actual video of the pitch or where the pitch landed, which made me think, was it not that good of a pitch?
Is that the angle you want me to take when you throw yours to
just
not show?
Just get me throwing the ball, not where it actually lands. That's what Dustin Lynch did.
Yeah, he threw out the first pitch before the Minnesota Twins game. And
it looks like nobody was there.
Does it look like a single fan attended that game? But Dustin's mechanics look good. It looked like he had everything correct, and I'm sure he at least made it to the plate.
He had some heat on it, too.
But I'll tell you,
Dave Coggins was saying, don't put a lot of heat on it because that's where people go wrong. He had some fire behind it, but it didn't show where the ball landed.
Dustin's trying to make the team. You also had Lainey Wilson, who threw out the first pitch on, I believe it was Saturday night in Colorado at the Rockies game. And Lainey, I mean, looked the part, looked just so pretty.
Adorable, yeah.
And hers was great, too. Hers went a little bit into the batter's box. But again, she made it all the way there, had enough life on it to get to home plate. I'm telling you, you can do this. I think the nerves are so much so that there's just going to be a bunch of people there watching you.
I'm going to black out or puke.
No, I want to do that. Dibs. No, you're going to be fine. You're going to do great. We'll warm up beforehand. We'll get all the jitters out. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. You're going to be set.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
It's time to write some social media etiquette. When it comes to Instagram, say you have friends, right? They're married. Your friends or your spouse's friends, do you follow them on social media?
My spouse's, so it would be Tori's friends.
Yes.
Yes, I do.
Male or female, does it
matter?
Male
or female, does not matter.
Okay. Here's why I bring this up, because I didn't know that. I mean, granted, Art, my husband, is not big on social media, but I had asked him the other day, hey, did you see our friend Diana's post? And he goes, no, I don't follow her. And I was like, oh, you don't? And I gave her handler or whatever. And he's like, no, I won't follow other women or he's obviously friends with the husband. So I won't follow his wife because that's weird. And I was like, really? And he goes, yeah, it's a respect thing for you and for my friend. I'm not going to follow their spouse.
I get where he's coming from. I understand the respect thing. His mindset is there's no need for me to follow my friend's wife. I'm never going to message her. I'm never going to do this and that.
Shouldn't be.
Now, let me tell you why I do that.
Okay.
If Tori brings somebody around and I meet them for the first time, okay, I don't really have too much to talk about with them. So I meet them for the first time. The next thing I'm going to do is follow them both on Instagram, okay? Because I don't really know either one, wife and husband. Boom, you're followed. Here's why. Because somewhere down the line, we're going to end up hanging out as a couple. I'm sure. They have kids. We have kids. It makes sense.
Right.
There's going to be a point in time where I have to go into like the kitchen or something to get Reese a drink and say the wife is in there like scooping a plate of food or the husband or something. What in the world am I going to talk to them about? I now have research. I can now go through their grid and kind of see what they've been doing. Say, oh my gosh.
Ooh, that's stalker.
No. It's research purposes. It's going to be so much better than saying, oh, hi, hey. And then you're just standing in there for minutes on end, not saying anything.
But you could talk about anything. You could talk about what you guys are doing that day. Talk about your sports teams. There's those random go-to topics like icebreakers that you could do rather than like, hey, girl, I saw in 2014 you went and saw Taylor
Swift. I'm not scrolling back that far. I'm saying, oh, my gosh, love what you guys are doing with the yard. Or, hey, saw so-and-so had a dance recital. Like, how was that? Like, we want to get Reese involved with dance. So it's a better topic of conversation than, hey there, how's the local sports team doing? I don't watch sports. Ah, okay. You see where I'm coming from? It's not, and I'm not doing it at all to be creepy. It's more so I want to be comfortable when I do hang out with people that I don't know.
Well, I'll be honest. Like, some arts friends, I follow them on social media, and it's just out of like, I know you guys are friends. It's not like I'm trying to creep on them or anything. But it wasn't brought to my attention until he said that. He was like, no, it's like a respect thing for like my friends and for you. I just won't do that. And I was like, oh, good for you.
I fully get that. I get that. But I don't like being in those weird, awkward moments. I'm one of those that can't have like silence in a room. I have to be talking about something.
I know. Is it creepy or are you just being social? When it comes to social media, is it okay to follow your friend's spouse? After a conversation with Art, I found out he has a rule that I didn't even know about. He won't follow his friend's wives on Instagram. He's like, I just think that's weird. I don't need to follow them. I don't need to see their pictures. And I was like, oh, okay. I feel like in our line of work, though, it's a little bit different because social media is such a big part of our job.
I mean, it's the first thing I really look at in the morning, the last thing I look at before I go to sleep. It's a tool for me. It's resources. It's strategy. It's so much of my daily life.
But when it comes to your friends' wives, will you follow them?
Again, strategy. There's yes.
100. What are you strategizing on? I do.
Because I have to have conversation pieces ready to go because I know nothing about them generally. Usually they're Tori's friends. She brings them around. Okay, the first time I meet you, it's going to be just surface level conversation. But the next time I see you, if there are those awkward moments where I have nothing to talk about, I can do my research before we hang out and have some things ready to go.
That's a little weird, though. That's a little premeditated.
I'm not going back to, like, 2012 and be like, oh, my gosh, your senior picture. And I'm not being creepy nor flirtatious.
Okay. Here's 626 weighs in on this. Says, I only follow a couple of my friend's spouses. The reason for that is because specifically one friend isn't big on social media, but her husband is. So I follow the husband because then I see what's going on with the family.
That's another reason, too. If one of them's not as active on social media, but you're friends with the family, you want to see what they're doing on vacations or trips or school-related things, there's your insight right there.
Okay, here's another scenario. 626 again, Wayne, and says, if it's a female and the friend is a male, then I think you should follow the spouse, being the wife, because then it doesn't look like you're following your male friend for bad reasons. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And you should probably be friends with the wife, too. I just see there's a lot of questions floating around, a lot of insecurities, a lot of like, ooh, I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
All right. 714. They specifically call you this.
Good morning,
this
Orange County.
Says, I agree with Art. You should not follow your friend's spouses. That's creepy. Anthony, there's plenty to talk about without stalking them. LOL. That's how it was done before social media.
Okay. One, again, I am not stalking. Two, before social media. Okay, we're going to talk about the days we used to churn butter. We're going to go that far back. Social media has been around forever.
No, it really hasn't.
Just go to the store and buy your butter. It's that easy.
Where did this turn to butter?
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Having skin hanging off your wall sounds like a serial killer decor, but it might be a sweet memento from a loved one. I don't know if you saw this story of a nurse named Angelica who shared her story about how her husband had, you know, tragically passed. He was very young and she wanted a way to commemorate him. So she saved one of his tattoos had it framed, and it now hangs on their wall.
You told me about this. I thought this is the weirdest thing in the world. Nobody does this. Turns out this is an official thing. There are companies that will do that, that will preserve tattoos off of people's bodies for you to then have as a keepsake.
And maybe it's because I don't have any tattoos. My husband does, but he doesn't have any tattoos on his body that are like, I want that hanging on my wall. Most of the time I see him and I was like, I wish it wasn't on your body. But in the case of this nurse, she said he was a big Steelers fan. And there is a Steelers tattoo on his arm that their son really, really liked. And he said, that's the one tattoo that reminds me of dad. So when he suddenly passed, she said, you know what? I'm going to get that tattoo and I'm going to hang it. So we always have those memories. Would you, could you ever? Does Tori have tattoos?
She has one little one, yeah. But the fact that you just said the kid was the one who liked it and wanted it, how do you say no to that?
Is it still kind of creepy, though, that that's dad's skin hanging on the wall?
100%. And in the story, too, it says that you still see, like, the arm hairs.
Yeah.
On the frame tattoo. It's definitely weird. I get it. A lot of people have different ways to cope with loss and kind of, you know, deal with those feelings. Me, personally, I don't think I could have skin hanging on my wall.
And I think in the back of my mind, that's where I would just be creeped out. Like, it's skin. Like, I'd rather have the picture of them with their tattoos hanging on the wall than skin. Like, that's like a physical part of them.
And if somebody in the family wanted it, maybe you keep it in a keepsake box or something. But I just don't know if I'm going to display it.
Keep it in a box? No, that sounds like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Not, you're not just throwing it in there. Like, you're still having it framed or whatever. You're going to have it, you know, pressed up against something. But I just don't think it's going to be in the entryway next to our nice family photos when you walk in.
Has anybody ever done this? Or would you ever do this? Maybe we're missing something.
Granted, it is a Steeler tattoo, so it might have to go in the man cave.
You can call or text us at 888-431-3764. Like, do you think Bunny keeps Jelly Roll's face tattoo?
No. Oh, can you imagine that? Just his mug right there?
Well, not the full face.
I thought you meant full face. Why would you just take out a cheek?
You pick your favorite one.
No, you take, if you're going to frame Jelly Roll's face, his tattoos, you got to have the whole thing.
Okay, now that's just creepy. Drew, let's get your opinion on this woman who saved her deceased husband's tattoo and hung it on the wall. Now, this is a whole process. There's a company who actually does this to preserve the tattoo. Do you think you could do that, Drew?
No.
Not even if it's like a super cool sentimental tattoo from a loved one?
Oh, man, that's weird. A little creepy, yeah. I would say a little creepy.
Preston and San Bernardino, what about you? Do you think you could save a loved one who's passed tattoo?
That is creepy as hell. What are you talking about? That's just nasty.
I am so surprised this is so one-sided because you and I had the same reaction of that's just weird. But I know there are people out there who love their tattoos, love their partner's tattoos, where I could see why this company does this.
Not people who listen to this show, Kel. We're all normal over in this part of the neighborhood.
909 says, I feel like this is going to be the new Dexter series. It's a serial killer who does exactly this. Finds people with tattoos they like and then hangs them on his wall.
It's a great show idea. Please don't do that in real life.
760 says, if you want my tattoos, just stuff me and make me Halloween decoration. Don't take it off of me.
That's kind of cool.
909, absolutely disgusting. This is gross. 310 says the same thing. Rather than putting my tattoo on the wall, just take a picture of it and hang the picture.
Take the picture or get like something, because, you know, don't tattoo artists kind of sketch out what they're going to put on your body before they actually tattoo it. Isn't that a thing? And then, like, whoever's going to get it approves it. Maybe just get that picture, because I'm sure they probably have that saved somewhere.
Can I just get that instead so I don't have to take the skin off my loved one?
Yes, frame it.
323 says, I asked my wife about one of my tattoos. She said, no, that's creepy. But what if it was an iconic tattoo from a celebrity? Would you save it then?
No, because I think that would be even weirder.
Yeah,
because
now it's a weird person.
You don't know them. That's, guys, come on. This is yuck. Do not save anybody's tattoos. Do not take off skin.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
That is the best news I could have got this weekend with the Dodgers sweep against your Padres.
Yeah, it wasn't even close.
It was because you were running your mouth on Friday?
It had to have been. This stuff always comes back to bite me. You kidding me? Yeah, we had a little bet going. Kelly's Dodgers against my Padres. Loser of the series would have to take a pie to the face. Allah, I am the loser.
And, you know, Carter came up with a great idea yesterday. We're watching the game, and after the Dodgers swept, he goes, you know, Mom, Anthony should have to do a pie for every game they lost. And I was like, that's a brilliant idea.
You could totally tell he is your child, but I do agree with that. With the games being that bad, the punishment should be worse.
So we had to pivot a little bit this morning. Since we had one regular pie, but we were going to do one for each game, we had to look around here at K-Frog, and I don't know why we had extra shaving cream, so you got a shaving cream pie times three.
And to my surprise, when I came back in, I have a big old trash bag I'm wearing, I don't get my clothes messy, I thought it was whipped cream.
Is that why you licked it?
So as I'm getting pied, I'm like, wow, there's a lot of whipped cream, it's going to be tasty, and you finish the last one, I start licking my lips, and all of a sudden I start gagging. Just fuel to the fire. It just couldn't get any worse.
I thought you saw, what is it, Barbasol or whatever sitting on the counter. I thought you saw me making the pie.
And I don't know why that didn't click.
Well, everybody suggested on Friday a cream pie, so you did get a cream pie.
Technically, that's true.
Shaving cream.
I was thinking Cool Whip, but that's okay.
Well, go Dodgers. We do have the video because I know everybody wants to see this.
Of course they do. I'll take my time getting it up. Don't worry. It'll be up sometime today on K-Frog's social media at K-Frog Radio.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. Dumb, drunk, or drugs?
Kathy in Victorville is on for dumb, drunk, or drugs. Kathy, you know how this works, right?
Yes.
All right, here's your real headline. Criminals took a joyride in a train and used YouTube to figure out how to drive it.
I'm going to say just dumb.
I'm going to say those are the smartest drunk people you've ever met.
This is dumb. A set of South Carolina teens wanted to take a train out for a joyride. The only problem was neither of them knew how to drive it. So the quick-thinking train thieves went on YouTube to figure out how to start the train. But just like teenagers, they didn't bother to figure out their next step of how to stop the train. The YouTube graduates made it to another town in the lifted locomotive, but unfortunately hit some traffic on the tracks. They ended up slamming into another train. They were arrested on site. I guess you could say they took a crash course in train conducting.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
All right, I'm going to call you out for a second because we just talked not too long ago about our weekends and how they were total bummers and kind of busted out on a few things. But you did something this weekend that not a lot of people can do. And I think is a good reminder that if you can do it, you should do it.
Yeah, I took the family to go visit Grandpa, who is, he lives right up the street from us now. Shout out to Valencia Terrence Retirement Community, big K-Frog fans.
Oh, I love that.
Kelly and Anthony. We unfortunately lost Grandma a couple weeks ago, and Grandpa's been adjusting, and he's, you know, living on his own now. And we thought, well, he's right up the road from us. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no excuse. You know, there's always, life gets busy. And you're doing 100 different things. And the last thing you really put as something at the top is going to see family.
Right.
Like, you know what? We need to start making time to go spend time with Grandpa and see him. And you could tell, like, from the moment we called him and said we were going to come see him to the time we were actually there in his little room, it made his year.
Aww.
It was so cool. So Reese got a big kick out of it. He has this balcony that overlooks like the pool and everything. It's just, Grandpa has such a big backyard. It's not this, just this balcony is his backyard.
Grandpa is a baller.
Yeah, he's in a big mansion with so many friends. But like you said, make time for it. If your grandparents are still here, who knows how much longer anybody has. Just even call them today. Do something as small as that. Say hi.
And I think you nailed it when you said, it's one of those things where you're like, oh, but we're busy. You're always going to be busy. Mm-hmm. There's never going to be a time where it's like, oh, there is nothing happening. We should go visit Grandpa or Grandma. Like, do it. Make the time because it's worth it.
Yeah, you'll put other stuff on the calendar. Like, oh, we're going to go out to eat this night, or we're going to go see friends that night. Okay, well, pencil it in on the calendar now that you're going to go see your grandparents.
And see, you said it made Grandpa's year. How about for you?
Oh, it was awesome. It was great just to get to sit and chat with them and see them with the grandkids. It was everything.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.